Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Good morning. I am going to talk to you today about junior golf and winning. I'm quite excited to talk about this topic since one of our junior golfers, one of the golfers that I work with my good buddy Ian Highfield, won this weekend. He won the Georgia State Tournament. Pretty big junior golf event here in Georgia. He won it this past weekend at Callaway Gardens. And, you know, it just inspired me to talk about winning in junior golf because it's a huge, I think there's a huge misconception or misunderstanding amongst parents, amongst coaches regarding winning. Now, don't get me wrong, I love winning. Everybody loves winning, right? I love it when my students win. I really do. But I think what's happening more and more is that the winning is having a negative impact on the long-term development of the junior golfer. So it's hard, right? You know, you want junior golf, you want your son, your daughter, and me as a coach, you want your golfers to win. You really do, but then there's so much learning in not winning and coming second or just failing down the last few holes. So, and vice versa, there's a lot of learning in winning, but I feel, and in my experience, there's been more learning from the former. And so I think what we've really got to do as parents and coaches is to focus on not the win itself. I mean, praise it, but I would focus, and I believe we have to focus on what things did the junior golfer do so well in order to win. So if their ball striking was good, if their strategic awareness was good, their psychology was good, their process was good, their routine was good, their practice, dedication, determination, commitment, perseverance, all the way leading up to the event or the last few months or even years, I think we have to really, really try hard to praise that and not the outcome of winning. And so what you'll find working with me, you know, if anybody out there wants to work with a junior golf coach who's experienced in this, then like I've said in previous episodes, go to gtcgolfacademy.com, book a free power call with me, and I'll help you on this. But what I do with my partner, Ian Highfield, because we work together with students that sort of are at that next level and want to play high level golf, college golf and professional golf. At that point, I start to build a team around me. So I have other people that are involved with coaching, and me and my team, predominantly me and Ian, we do see this in the same light. And so we already, the student that won this past weekend, he's an amazing individual. His family is absolutely phenomenal. We're completely blessed to have them in our lives. And whether this kid goes to play professional golf or whether he chooses a different path at some point in his life, no matter what it is, I know he is going to be as successful as he wants to be, no matter what he does, because of these very attributes: his dedication, his persistence, his perseverance, his commitment, his resilience, and his open-mindedness and his mindset. He is, which at times can fall back into bad habits, but that's everybody. But for the most part, and he's trying to always improve his mindset and his focus. And so we are already praising that. I'm literally about to, after this podcast, I'm about to send a message to him and the group, and I'm going to mention winning one time, and then the rest of this long text, this long paragraph, is going to be about how proud I am of the effort and work that he has put in to his game, not over the last week, not over the past couple of weeks, but for the past few years, and more predominantly with myself and Ian this year. He has worked extremely hard, and so I'm going to be praising that, because if junior golfers are praised on the process and those things that they can control, then you are influencing that golfer, whether it's your son, your daughter, or whether it's your student coaches, if you're listening, then you are going to encourage and influence the habits that are required in order to play good golf long term. So that's what we should be doing. That's what I need you all to do. I need you to praise the things that the golfer can control, the process, more so than the outcome of winning. And I think that's what people get caught up in when it comes to winning in junior golf. It's really fun, it's really exciting, and very quickly you can jump into this mindset of outcome and the things you can't control, and thinking, what if we did this and what if we did that, and remember when we did this. So all of a sudden, staying in the present and staying in the moment vanishes. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just wouldn't want us to stay in that frame of mind or stay in that state. We're trying to get back into the process as quickly as possible. And so that's what I believe when it comes to junior golf and winning. And you know what? The crazy thing is, it only helps to win more. That's the crazy thing. If you keep focusing on those things you can control, the likelihood is that when you go and play the next event, like this junior golfer's got another big event at Pinehurst, one of the biggest events in junior golf of the year, coming up this weekend or next weekend, I think it may even be this weekend. Very soon, anyway, he's heading out to Pinehurst, and again, it's just about the attributes, the characteristics that that he can control, that we're going to be praising and training to become better at, which are going to allow him to maybe even win at Pinehurst. If not, it's fine. I know for sure he's either going to play very well and win, or he's going to play to a level that is very good that he can learn from, if he makes a few mistakes that he can learn from after. So I've said this before, like, do you want your junior golfer, your student, your son or your daughter to win everything now, or do you want them to win later, where it starts to matter a little bit more, unfortunately, in some cases? Do you want them to win everything now, or do you want them to win or play decent in high school? Do you want them to win everything now and in high school, or do you want them to get into college? Do you want them to play really well and win everything now, or do you want them to get to college and play professionally? Because what you praise for the junior golfer's win will affect that. So bear that in mind. Always focus on the process, not the outcome. Acknowledge the win. It's a good thing. It really is. It's exciting. It's fun. Acknowledge that, but also focus on those things that golfer, your son, daughter, or student can control, and wins will happen more. They definitely will. I've seen this all my life. So that's all from me today. I don't want to keep you too long. Like, sort of 9 minutes we're at right now. That's right about the sweet spot for me. In podcasts, have an amazing day. I will be back tomorrow talking about something else in golf, trying to give you some value from my experience and from my expertise. I'll see you then, folks. Hey folks, are you lost with your game? Do you not quite know where to start, what to do, or how to even navigate all of the information that's out there in the world? I wouldn't be surprised if you're just fed up and sick to death of scrolling through YouTube looking for tips and tricks that ultimately never work for the long term. Or whether you're just scrolling the internet, scrolling Facebook or social media, just hoping to find something that's going to give you clarity and transparency on what you need to do right now to take your game to the next level. Whether that's to hole more putts, whether that's to chip better, pitch better, whether that's to hit the ball further off the tee, or whether that's to break 90 or 100 or 80 or even 70, whatever your goals are, I can help you. Now, you can hop over to gtcgolfacademy.com. You can book a free power call. I'll help give you clarity, transparency, point you in the right direction for completely free. Or we could maybe even start to work together one-on-one, personally, remotely, or if you even live locally. I'm here in Acworth, Georgia. If you live locally, we could work one-on-one with each other, or we can work remotely, your choice. Either way, let me help you get clarity and figure out the direction you need to go with your game. Head over to gtcgolfacademy.com, book yourself a free power call, and I will look forward to speaking to you soon.